Chapter 11. Salvation.
The light from match lamp disappeared into the darkness of the hole. Linda looked around.
Where can I find help here?
She thought desperately. Then she saw a man walking towards her.
Help!
She cried.
There are some people trapped in the mine.
But as the man came nearer, Linda saw that he had a pistol. The man looked at Linda, frowning, pointing the pistol in her direction.
I don't know who you are, girl, or what you said to frighten my men, but you are risking your life here. You should mind your own business.
The man's cruel face was familiar from the pictures in old newspapers.
You are Ebenezer Everslime,
she cried.
I know all about you. If anything happens to me, everyone in Newbridge will know about you and the accident.
Matt was in the tunnel. He knew it was dangerous, but he was convinced that by saving Estelle and the miners, he could change the past. He also had another reason for saving Estelle. He liked her. A lot.
Matt, is that you? You did come back,
said Estelle, her eyes shining.
I don't think I'm hurt, but I can't move my legs. Listen to that noise, Matt. Someone must still be alive on the other side.
From the other side of the wall created by the cave-in, Matt could hear a regular knocking.
They're trapped between the cave-in and that trapdoor,
said Matt.
I'll free you, Estelle, and then let's hope that Linda arrives with help for them.
Linda?
Asked Estelle, surprised, as Matt tried to move the wooden beam from her legs.
A friend,
said Matt.
She was worried about me and came to look for me.
A friend?
Asked Estelle again. But at that moment, Matt moved the beam and she was free.
It's still dangerous down here. Let's get out, quick,
said Matt. Linda knew that at any moment Matt and Estelle would come out of the hole.
What will Everslime do?
She thought, looking at his pistol. He had the face of a desperate man.
Mr. Everslime,
she said, an idea coming into her head.
I'm sorry, but I must tell you some terrible news.
He smiled cruelly.
You can say what you like, girl, but I'll kill you all the same. I have nothing to lose.
Yes, you do. You have your daughter,
said Linda.
Estelle went to the mine to prevent the accident.
Impossible!
Cried Everslime incredulously. But behind him, Linda could see Matt emerging from the hole behind Everslime. She signalled to him to get down.
It isn't impossible,
Linda shouted loudly.
Estelle followed that young miner who brought you the petition. Now, thanks to you, she's probably dead.
Liar!
Everslime cried. But Linda was pointing to the hole at the end of the tunnel. A ghostly apparition was emerging from it. Matt carrying Estelle. Her eyes were shut. Her face was white. She didn't move.
Estelle! Cried Everslime. Oh, my darling, what have I done?
You must repent, Ebenezer,
Linda told him.
And your daughter may recover. Repent!
Everslime fell onto his knees, staring at the thin girl in Matt's arms.
I'm so sorry, my darling, he stammered. If only you can live, I'll change my ways. I'll do anything to save you, Estelle.
Matt put Estelle down carefully on the grass. Very slowly, she opened her eyes.
Father,
she said sadly.
Now I am saved, but you must save the miners. You must open the trapdoor your men blocked and free them, or they will die.
Yes, said Everslime. You are saved, and now I must pay for your life by helping them. It is a far, far better thing that I do now than I have ever done.
And he walked towards the coal mine. Exhausted by their adventures, Matt and Linda hugged one another laughing.
Estelle's resurrection was a great idea, Linda,
said Matt, laughing.
It was lucky that you guessed my intention, and Estelle was fantastic. She really looked dead,
smiled Linda.
Estelle,
said Matt, seeing the girl's unhappy expression.
I have a confession to make.
Don't say anything.
Estelle smiled sadly.
Tonight, I finally did something important in my life, and you were my inspiration. Now I must try to make my father change his ways. Goodbye, my prince.
For the two friends, Matt and Linda, it was time to leave the past and go back to the present. Linda pressed the enter key on the portable computer. They saw the familiar white light flash from it. Then she was at home, in her bedroom. But where was Matt?